بابا مثلا رونال
I'll say that when I'm in a rush came and saw Mordechai Misasek with the kids, so he asked the kids, what are you learning? So they said, they're learning the Hilchos Knitzer. During the halachas of Kmitza. So Haman said, as they're learning the halachas of Kmitza, so their Kmitza was menatzeach the asor alofim that he gave, and b'schus that klal yisrael would nitzu. So the achronim state, he came and he saw that they're learning. So he asked them what they're learning. So he said, we're learning his Kmitza. So he said, now I know why klal yisrael would menatzeach me. He came and he started learning. So that's the answer. Lama zang the learning Yevamah. Lama zang the learning Abba'ach. What about they said they're learning Menachem? The Talmud says, that's what one of the G'dayla Achroinim says. He taught Mistama the learning the Halachas of Kiddush Hashem. They're going to be killed in Kiddush Hashem. So they're learning. Macha Broche, Macha Shken Broche. Yes, Yad Mishtachver, Nish Mishtachver, Haman, Amalek. All the Halachas. Vash Azokhar, Din Yonim. Yeah. You know, this lemaisa he will win klal yisrael. When he saw klal yisrael learning hichus kmitze, it's not nagia anymore. I mean, I'm going to kill them, and we'll never be menachas. So nafkamina, when you make the choisen, if you wipe it from the side or not, it's a gomish nafkamina. This kind of limud, this is the limud of klal yisrael. We say, if you see people meitz achon zosman melerd arba'achim, the shvayi sugis, yeah, the knetch of yevomis. This taka could save a person. This taka can make the ganze shina. Someone learns under his achim. Ganz choshuv. Yeah, he's busy. Yeah, misasek in the mitzvahs. Yeah, he's busy doing mitzvahs, collecting. He's busy doing under mitzvahs. So, that's fine. But Haman will win. The only chetimtza that you could win Haman is as far as milan the sugis from our achim with the ganze yom with the ganze amolo. It's not leading nowhere. Now he will fill. And then from the flow sugis. Person that gets such a cheshek, their teire could be menatzeach zayin, their teire take could be matzliach zayin. So let me say noch amal the Gemara. We have a machlekes, Rav Shmuel. It's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. If it's a aloch echlitz a psulo, tzricho chizu, Ochlitz psulo eino tzrich ochlitz. So lama zan digmon. Start digmon chovav amud beis. Ravuna omara, sholesh achyes yevomes, shenoflu lifnei shnei achim yevomim. So the first one, zeh choyletz la'achas, vzeh choyletz la'achas. Vemtzo is the last one, that be'etzem she's a choyz chalutzo to the first one, and she's a choyz chalutzo to the second one, tzrich ochlitzo mishnei. אמר לי רבי מדיקו אמר אמצוי צריך חליצה משתיים כסובר יזיקה ואהבה לי חליצה פסולו וחליצה פסולו צריך להחזיר על כל האח. This is the שיטס רב. רב הולט זה הלוכה חליצו פסולו צריך חיזו. חליצו פסולו צריך חיזו. בוא נתם שאהב חליצו פסולו צריך חיזו. So Rashi explains, a Yevamo, it's written in Rashi Bayos. We'll see that's a Shitas Rashi, came up in the Gantz and Sugir, this is Cholik, but that's a Shitas Rashi. A Yevamo that you cannot do Bias Yibum to her, a Yevamo that you cannot do Bias Yibum to her, her Chalitza is called a Chalitza Psula. And the Aloch is when it's a Chalitza Psula, when it's one Yevamo and two Yevamim, if one of them does Chalitza, it helps for him. It doesn't help for his brother. Chalitza psula tzricho chizu. A Yevama that you can't do Yibum, her chalitza is a chalitza psula, and the second brother also needs to make chalitza to her. And if not, it doesn't help. Does it a halacha from chalitza psula tzricho chizu? Chayvelavim. We'll get to all the kashas and the tirutzim. But that's what he is saying from the sugi. We made it, the first one made chalitza. Second one, chalitza to the second one. The third one, on every one of them, she's achoyis chalutza. Vashi's achoyis chalutza on every one of them. We made it, her chalitza is a chalitza psula. And that's the aloche, chalitza psula tzricho chizu. So Rashi and the Gemara is mevur. It's only the man the Omar yes zike. The man the Omar ain't zike. So nishtok this chidush if chalitza psula tzricho chizu. So nishtok in this chidush if chalitza psula tzricho chizu. Only the man the Omar yes zike. We say chalitza psula tzricho chizu. But the man the Omar ain't zike. We don't say chalitza psula tzricho chizu. Now, what is the longest of chalitza psula? What is the longest of chalitza psula? So we mentioned, Reb Nochum says, it's one mahalach, the Ramban's mahalach, and it's one mahalach, the Rashi's mahalach. And the Ramban in Daf Nun Aleph, the Ramban says, V'haynu taime de chalitza psula tzricho chizu. The pshat in the schidu shevrat, that chalitza psula needs a chizu. What is the lomdus? What is the havona in them? Zog the Ramban hazeh, be'etzem, it's a takone de rabona. Doesn't make sense, it's a loch of chalitza psula tzricho chizu. Especially in all sugas, is achoyis chalutza, all these achna, the rabbanon, the gezachen. But the pshat is asay. Be'etzem, when a person does yibum, he's meyabem the ganze bayis. When he does chalitza, he's mechoyis for the ganze bayis. The Gemara calls it shlichusayu. Be'etzem, when a person does yibum, avada, he's making shame le'ochiv. So he took over the issues of his brother. When he's chalitz, so it's kilu he took off the shame of his brother. Chalitza kinyan, chalitza nat kinyan, chalitza is kilu bim kem yibum. Chalitza bim kem yibum. Stake vei shvels, tach lehok im shem, you take up the shoe, you're not making shem. Kach omro toiro. Make him shem lehokiv, ashtod them, instead of that, you can do chalitza. So the aloch is lehok im shem lehokiv, aber ashtod them, you can do chalitza. As evi lehok im shem lehokiv, you took away the marriage of your brother and it's yours, and maybe everyone else, your other brothers don't have to take care of it anymore. You did it. Chalitza also, you did it. No one else has to take care of it. And a chalitza psula, while it's a shvache chalitza, Chazal, don't know why, but Chazal decided that this chalitza, we will not look at it like you took over the ishu sames. Just, you pushed her away from you. Avad, I want to explain. When there's one yavam and you push away, so there's nothing left. If there's no yavam, so the ishu sames disappears, b'meile. Yibum has to be falling to someone. I have to go away from me. But when it's two brothers, I do chalitza psula, I push her away from me. She stays by my brother. Why they said it like that? Because in every chalitza, they like to look at it, ki'ilu I did yibum. Here in chalitza psula, I cannot do yibum. So they don't want to look at it, ki'ilu I did yibum. So they had to give it a different agdor. What was the different agdor that they had to give it? Ki'ilu, I just took away the issues. So the Fidur Ramban, it's very like the Agdorah. Maybe I'll give a little bit of time in the Agdorah. A normal Yibum, I took two brothers and one Yavama. One does Yibum, I should make him shame. The other brother doesn't have to do nothing. He did Chalitza, Ki'ilu, he was making shame. The other brother doesn't have to do nothing. This is the Torah. When you can't do Yibum, so Chazal didn't want to call the Chalitza Ki'ilu, you did Yibum. Maybe people will come to think that you could do Yibum. Maybe this is the reason. Maybe for a different reason, Chazal don't want to give it a shame. They didn't want to give it a shame of a Yibum. They gave it a different shame. You just pushed her away from you. She was zakuk to you, was a shaykhis to you. You pushed her away from you. You were mafkir the shaykhis that you had to her. You mafkir the shaykhis that you had to her. You took away the shaykhis that you had to her. The brother, right? Zok the Ramban, this is only the man. The Omar, yes, zikr. Chazal could look at it, ki'ilu, I pushed away my chaylik. Lamando Omar ain zike, we never looked kilu she's connected to you. We all looked on it kilu is the issue sachai ames. You have to be yabim it. What am I pushed away from me? It was not sitting on you bichlal. So lamando Omar ain zike, Chazal bichlal cannot make this gather. So the Fidur Ramban, it's a very specific halacha. Chalitza psulo, val you can't do yibum. Chazal didn't want to look on it like a ma'ase yibum. They looked on it like a ma'ase siluk. Lamando Omar ain zike, you could look on it like that. Lamando Omar ain zike, you cannot look on it like that. That's in the Ramban. In Rashi, a mefurash of Avraham in Ahar, shteta andere vort in ganz. Yibum is kirilu I make him shame leochi. I took over the whole parsha. Chalitza also, I took over the whole parsha. When you say that I took over the whole issues and I took over the whole parsha, when I do yibum, I do chalitza me'al yaseh. Chalitza psula why it's called a chalitza psula, while you can't be meyabim this isha, so it's a shvacher rezike, or maybe on the shvacher rezike, it's later l'sheinus Rashi, or b'lemaise, while I can do yibum, so her chalitza is called a shvacher chalitza, while it's called a shvacher chalitza, a shvacher chalitza only helps klapim me. A shvacher chalitza doesn't help klapim my brother. When I do a festive zach, a yibum sholem, it helps for the whole mishpacha. When I do a shvacher zach, it only helps klapim me. It doesn't help klapim my brother. So what is Toliv Yer Zike or Ein Zike? No, Levan the Omar, Ein Zike is bichlal no din me and my brother. It's a din in the Yavama. So if one chalitza was done, it was taken care. Levan the Omar, Yer Zike is me and my brother, but mele it doesn't take care of my brother. So in this shlav, it doesn't sound like it's a grace in afkamine. I will gladly say one klor in afkamine that you will hear good the two tzedadim. But nochabot, so machad this klor. The chalitza psula lefi the Ramban of Shadda Zazay. Be'etzem the chalitza is the same. The Rabbanon, they said, when it's possible, we look at it like a maise geirushin, not like a maise lekich Hashem. But man, it only helps clapping my issues. Not clapping issues a mess. Mele clapping my brother at stays. Lefi the Ramban, the Rashi is an underevolved. It's a chalitza grua, chalitza toiva helps for everyone, chalitza grua only helps for that person. Where is the nafkemine? To make a leichte and a glatte nafkemine is in the tour and simen reishvav. The tour clears a shayla like this. Leman da omar chlitza psula tzricho chizu. Leman da omar chlitza psula tzricho chizu. What would be the aloche the other way around? Two yavomes and one yavom. Till now we're speaking on a yavom by us, a chois chalutza, right? Three sisters die. First one got chalitza, second one. Now the third one, she gets from two brothers. So we say one is not enough. Chalitza plusulo tzricho chizur aloachim. What would be two yavomis and one brother? What would be the case? So the two brings the easiest case in the world. Reuven and Shimon, a brother. Reuven died, he has two wives. Shimon went and gave a get to both of them. It's mevur in the sugya of Chof Zayin, when you give a get, it's like a chalitza psula. Because you pagia the zika. So Shimon gave a get to both of them. Now, every chalitza that he will do is a chalitza psula. He needs to do chalitza to both, or is it enough to do chalitza to one? Zog the Ramban. If chalitza psula tzricho chizur ala achim, chalitza psula tzricho chizur ala yevamos. Abo zog the tur, midivrei rashi bi yevamos muchach, only in the case by us, one yevama, two brothers, and he did a chalitza psula, it doesn't help for the other brother. Aval b'shtei yevomis v'yovam echod, afilu osu chalitza psula achas, it's enough for both. What? Shabbos chizur not negat or Shabbos or not? Shmuel, we're not going chalitza psula? Not negat or Shabbos or not? I guess also it's Shabbos. Chalitza psula. Tzricho chizur. Chalitza psula, tzricho chizur. Zog Rav Nochem, it's printed here in the Sefer, in the Hemshech. Zog Rav Nochem, it's so poshut. The Tur brings down the first chiddush b'shem Ramban. The Tur brings down b'shem Ramban. Zog Rav Nochem, this is mamish the machlekes. The Ramban learned, what is the get of the chalitza psula, they said. If it's chalitza psula, they didn't look at it like I'm taking away the issue sametz. They looked at I'm breaking what I have with her. So I made chalitza psula to one yavama. I broke what I have with her. I didn't break what I have with the other one. The gather is, when the chalitza is not a good chalitza, Chazal look at it like a maise geirushin. If they look at it like a maise geirushin, I broke what I had with the first one, I didn't break what I had with the second one. Lefi Rashi, it's an underworld in Gantz. Not geirushin. Just a good chalitza helps for everyone, a shvach chalitza doesn't help for everyone. Zokter Azeh. When there's two yevomim and one yevoma, every brother needs to do chalitza and yibum. So one does a shvacher one, Chazal said, a good one, you could represent everyone. When you're doing something shvach, you only can help yourself. When it's two yavamis and one yavam, the yavam doesn't need to do chalitza to both. There's one mitzvah sibu. You're right, the lemaisa is two yavamis, the Gemara says, b'yis echad u'boyne v'yne v'yne shtei batim. Be'etzem, when he does chalitza to one, he was mekayim his mitzvah. Now about it, on them, he would have to build all of the houses. אז הלוכה בא יסך הוא דובוין ובין ובין השני באתי. במילא, Rashi holds when one brother can represent the other brother. Here, the second Yavama doesn't have to represent the other Yavama. The brother has a mitzvah chalitza. He did a mitzvah chalitza. He doesn't have to make a mitzvah to everyone. He doesn't have to do mitzvah chalitza. There, every Yavam needs to do chalitza. Just one does, he does for everyone. So Rashi, a shvach ezach, doesn't help for everyone. Only helps for yourself. But when it's two Yavamas and one Yavam, we don't say that Svar. I bet it's a chidush that you don't say that Svar and two Yavamas. But what is the Lomdus? The Lomdus is, you have two Yavamas. No, I did Chalitza. No, I was Yaitza. Shvach. But I was Yaitza. Why do the other one? I did it. What do you want from me? If I would do one Yibul, I did it. I finished. When two brothers are there, he did. Why you didn't do? I was Yaitza with him. He did Shvach. He can't be Moitzi. Avalkeir has to say it good. The Moitzi has to make a Chalitza Ma'al Yaseh. When it's two Yavamas and one Yavam, he did already Chalitza. He comes to Beis and you have to do another one. They say, why? It's another Yavamah. I did already Chalitza. Ba'isachot. Mushvach. So what was Shvach? And that Moitzi the other Yavamah. Lefina Ramban, the Gelan Chalitza Psula is, I divorced the Zika that I had with her. Say, you divorced her? As if you give a get. You divorced one wife, you didn't deserve the other wife. Aber Mikol Mekoyim, this is the first Sukkah that is called Chalitza Psula Tzricho Chizu. So we're going Lefish, that's Rashi at least, that the Sukkah here is talking on three sisters, and the first one got Chalitza, the second one got Chalitza, and the third one didn't get Chalitza. She has to get Chalitza from both, because it's a Chalitza Psula, it's a Chois Chalutza, Tzricho Chizu Alach. Frag the Gemara, again, so the main Rev Rav is Chalitza Psula Tzricho Chizu. Frag the Gemara and the Meim Refun Rav. So why only the third one needs a chizur? If three sisters die, you're not allowed to do yibum, not to the first one, not to the second one, and not to the third one. All of them are chois kuka. Why you say the first one does the first chalitza, second one does the second one, the third one, you know, is a chois chalutza, you can't do chalitza, so both need to do chalitza. It's a halacha from chalitza psula tzricha chizur. Chalitza psula tzricha chizur. So the first one also is a chalitza psula tzricha chizur. Second one is also a chalitza psula tzricha chizur. Now, so the Lashon HaGemara is, Yehochi kamaisa nami. So, Reb Nochum was medayik Rashi, we'll see it's a Gemara in the Hemshech. Rashi says, Yehochi kamaisa nami, hoil v'yeh zike. Hoil v'yeh zike, you're not allowed to marry the first two. So why are you telling me the first one does chalitza to the first one, he's moitzi everyone. Second one does chalitza to the second one, he's moitzi everyone. The third one, you know, you can't do chalitza, it's chalitza, chalitza, chalitza psula. The first one is chalitza psula, the second one is chalitza psula. What is the difference? So Rashi says, because yesh zike. So we bring a diuk from Reb Nochem. Rashi could have said better. Iyochi kamaisa nami is a chalitza psula, because the first one is not roi leyibum, and the second one is not roi leyibum, because it's a din osur levatel mitzos yavami. The Gemara said, Iyochi kamaisa nami. If you're telling me when a person cannot do yibum, the chalitza is a shvache chalitza. It's called the chalitza psula, and you need chizur. Why only the third one is a shvache chalitza? Why the first two are not a shvache chalitza? You also cannot do yibum. Let Rashi to keep quiet. Why you can't do yibum? Other because achoy skuka. Other you can't do yibum because also levat and mitzvah yavam. Why Rashi decided to explain the Gemara mitzad yerzik? So Reb Nochum says, "I'm sharing the chanami. The emes koma that if you're zik, attack is a problem." So Reb Nochum, "Shtei da yisoid in Rashi." Again, answers Tesis is cautious. As Rashi learns, when it's called chalitza psula, when the isha is mufka from yibum, because yesh achoyis is kuka, you're not allowed to marry her. Achoyis chalutza. But if be'ezem you could marry all of the three. I can't marry the first one because chashash bitul mitzvah yavamim. I can't marry the second one because chashash bitul mitzvah yavamim. This is not called that she's not roi lebiyah. If it's not called that she's not roi lebiyah, b'chayigavne you don't say that it's called a chalitza psula. When you say it's called a chalitza psula, when she's mufka from the parsha in Gansen, then you say it's called a chalitza psula. When she's not mufka in the parsha in Gansen, she's granted you can't do yibum because also levatal mitzvah sivamim, when it's mitzal also levatal mitzvah sivamim, then b'chayigavne, in a chanami, it's called bitul mitzvah, then it's called chalitza psula. So this is the Gemara. It's kasha, and for the Gemara, either noful b'vasacha sochanami, he can marry the tree, so all of the tree will be a chalitza psula. Le'tzricha de noful b'ze achar ze. Noflo chode cholatz lo ruven, noflo ida cholatz lo shimen, and now noflo ida, so she's a cholatz lo hai. Mafke zikose, cholatz lo hai, mafke zikose. Because everyone cannot be cholatz, because everyone cannot do yibum, because it's a machoiz chalutzo, b'mele it's a chalitzo, psula it's richo chizo. Freg di gmore vo rabu da omar in zike, le divra oimar in zike ke omar. This is the first main verse, so the chidush of rab is, חליצה פסולה צריך חיזוק. חליצה פסולה צריך חיזוק. שמואל אז חוילק אנדס הלוכה. אתה מבין פשוט הטובה פונדה גמורה. ושמואל אומר, איך עוד חוילץ לכולם? אז נורא לוכה וחליצה פסולה. אז נורא לוכה וחליצה פסולה. ומילא, you come to the third one, the first brother does חליצה, and it's enough, or the second brother does חליצה, and it's enough. You don't need to have both of them. I'm choylik and this aloche if chalitza psula tzricho chizu. Why do I have a chizu? I did a chalitza. I'm in yaitzaza. Freg the gemore anaya kasha. You're right. Shmuel is choylik and the aloche if chalitza psula. And b'meile he holds three sisters die. You do one could do chalitza to the first one. One could do the chalitza to the second one, and the same one could do chalitza to the third one. He can't do yibum. He makes a chalitza. How he patters his brother? El gemach da chalitza. It's a chalitza psula. Nishtoa za yisayt in yevomes chalitza psula tzrich achizu. Pashat Shmuel holds nishtoa za yisayt in chalitza psula tzrich achizu. Frag the Gemara Akash. You write that Shmuel doesn't hold from chalitza psula tzrich achizu, but there's another yisayt of Shmuel. Andere Yesod of Shmuel. What is the Yesod of Shmuel? Zag the Gemara Azeh. Michdei Shamine le Shmuel de Omar. Chalitze ma'al Yesod be'imem. De Omar Shmuel cholatz la'achyes le nifteru tzorois. What is the Gemara's kasha? Gemara is asking a kasha Azeh. Shitas Rashi. Frag the Gemara, Shmuel doesn't hold from Chizur. He has another aloche. Frag the Rashi's gishmak. Chizur is negea when you have two brothers and one he can't do the chalitza, he can't do yibum. So every chalitza is a shvacher chalitza. Both of them need to do chalitza, and Shmuel holds they don't need to do chalitza. Both of them. We don't hold from the halacha from Chizur. Frag the Gemara Azeh Kasha. Frag the Gemara Azeh Kasha. Frag the Gemara. Shmuel holds chalitza me'al yese be'ine. What is the pirush amiles chalitza me'al yese be'ine? So the Gemara brings down. The Omar Shmuel cholatz le'achiyos le'nifteru tzores. Shmuel is mechadash a new chiddush. What is the new chiddush of Shmuel? The new chiddush of Shmuel is that if you have two sisters that follow yibum, you can't do yibum to either one. Achoyis kuka. So not only that you can't do yibum to either one, you also, if you do chalitza to them, you don't patter the tzores. Dainu, Reuben, Shimon, ve'Levi. Reuben and Shimon married two sisters, and Reuben and Shimon die. So Levi can't do yibum to Eishes Reuben, achoy skuka. Can't do yibum to Eishes Shimon, achoy skuka. So he does chalitze. Zok Shmuel, even if he did chalitze to achoy sruv, to Eishes Reuben, she doesn't patter the tzoro. Why she doesn't patter the tzoro? Because the chalitze from Eishes Reuben is a shvacher chalitze because she's not roi le yibu. Because she's not roi le yibu. So it's a chalitze psula. So it doesn't patter the tzoro. Zwei Geschmack, lefi Rashi no Scheiches mit Chizur. Chizur bichlal nam negea bichai gavle. Chizur is a aloch and two brothers, not a two yevames. But it's another chidush. Now when you have two yevames, and you do a shvache chalitze, the shvache chalitze doesn't help to patter the tzots. Omis and Rashi inside. Cholatz le'achis. Shnei achis shenofu lefonov. Bishnei achim. Vichol achas tzorosu imo. Vicholatz le'achis le'niftu tzorosayim. Hoil v'yiboy le'yibum le'yimotzi. Elo yachlitz letzoris leifteru achayitz. Ve'af al gav the tzoris nami yihave boi lo yihave meyave. As the isur to meyave the tzoris because it's tzoras achoyis kukosoi. Miu kal isur mishel achyes hilkach adcha litzosu mishubachas mishel achyes ve'och meforosh lekamon. So the aloch is cholatz leachyes lefi Shmuel lo yinifteru tzoris. So frag the Gemara. So why by us? Three, going back to the case of Rahav, Reuven, Shimon, Levi married three sisters and they die. And then it's two my brothers, Zok Shmuel, everyone could do chalitza to all of them. You don't need to have chizur. Why? Heiche dekai me chalitza de Shimon. Chalitza ksheira, cholatz la Reuven, chalitza psula. Frag the Gemara Akash. I'm not missing good Akash from the Gemara. The Gemara is asking like this. Shmuel holds, but three sisters die, the other brother could do chalitza to all of them, and you don't have to do one do chalitza to one do chalitza to one, and the other two of them will do together chalitza. Frag the Gemara, why the one could do chalitza to all of them? Lama zog. Three sisters died, and they fall in front of Reuven and Shimon. Reuven does chalitza to the first one. Now the second one is a chois chalutza. So if Shimon would do chalitza, it would be a good chalitza. So what is the heter of Reuven to do chalitza? When you could do a good chalitza, chalitza me'aliyah sebe'inen. When you have a good one, you can't do a shvacher one. Now we get a chizm. Shmuz al chidush. You have achyas and tzores, cholas le tzores, nifteru achyas, achyas loy nifteru le tzores. The shvacher doesn't part of the better. If the Shvacher doesn't pater the better, frag the Gemara and Shmuel, so why he said, but three sisters fall to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven could do chalitza to all of the three. Why, after Reuven did a chalitza to one, now the second one is a chois chalutza. If she's a chois chalutza, so Shimon could do yibum to her. So why you could do yibum? So why, so if Shimon does chalitza, it's good. But if Reuven will do a chalitza, it's not a chalitza psula. Shimon could do a chalitza ma'al yaseh. So if Shimon could do a chalitza ma'al yaseh, so why Reuven could do a chalitza to her? And Shmuel said that the first one could do chalitza to all of the three. That's the Gemara's kash. Lam zayin avedik. Cholatz le'achis le'niftaru tzorois. Heichet, so the Gemara is going back to our case. Heichet, the kaimer chalitza to Shimon chalitza k'sheiro. Cholitz lo Reuven chalitza psula. How it helps. So here you miyad have to ask a kash in the pshat. If they ask miyad a kash in the pshat. Verstehe nicht. Why Shimon could do a chalitza kshera? Shimon also can do yibum to her. It's a chayis kukosai. Reuven, three sisters follow yibum, so every one of them is a chayis kuka. What is the case? Three sisters follow yibum to Reuven and Shimon. Rav said you do a chalitza to the first one, second one, Shimon does a chalitza to the second one, the third one you do together. Shmuel says the same one could do chalitza to all of them. Frank the Gemara, how he could do chalitza to all of them? After he did chalitza to the first one, the second one is roi to Shimon and is puzzled to him. And if he does chalitza, it's a chalitza psula. How it patters Shimon? Why for Shimon it's a good chalitza? Why for Shimon it's a good chalitza? It's a chois kukosoi. What? One teret zog da achroinim drashash, and the meret bezeachar ze. Like the Gemara answered before. First Reuven died. So first the first lady died, Reuven did chalitza. Then the second one died, so now Reuven cannot do chalitza, and Shimon can do chalitza, as they did the Gemara before. But you have a different talent? What? Reuven can, chalitza. So Reuven, the first one dies, Reuven does chalitza. The second one dies, so Reuven cannot do chalitza to her, because, can't do yibum to her, because she's a chois chalutza, but she's roi to Shimon, so Shimon could do chalitza. So frag the Gemara and Shmuel, why Shmuel said that Reuven could do chalitza to all of them and it's good? You're right that he doesn't hold from chizur, but it's another problem. He holds when you could do a good chalitza, you can't do a shvacha chalitza. So all of you answering, Pashut, benafel b'zeach hazeh. As Eved the Gemara answered before, benafel b'zeach hazeh. Reb Nochum Tayyar says, if you read Rashi good, and Rashi is mashma that he's not maimed the suge bezeach al zeh. Rashi dibra maschi, chol atzlo Reuven chalitza psula. Bit miye, Reuven shechol atzlo rishoyno, vehavi ach achois chalutzosoi, velei chalitza me'al yehi kedeshimen. The zike graded tehi. Masha from Rashi, that we're not talking, Rashi had to say, so by Reuven, it's achois chalutza, and by Shimon, it's nothing. So Reb Nochum wants to say like this, Pshat and Rashi, this Shlav. Rashi learns, you're right. But Reuven has two problems to make Chalitza in the second one. And Shimon has one problem. Reuven has one problem, that she's a chois kuka. Because three sisters fall together, she's a chois kuka. And chutz from that, after he did Chalitza to the first one, she's a chois chalutza. So for two reasons, he can't do Yibum. Shimon only has one problem, achois kuka. So the chalitza of Shimon is better from chalitza of Reuven. Frag the Gemara, sahar Reuven could be mighty Shimon. Reuven, how much problems he has in the second lady? First, before he did chalitza, she was achois kuka, nesva. Chutz from that, after he did chalitza to the first one, the second one is achois chalutza. Now Shimon himself, she's not achois chalutza. She's only achois kuka, nesva. So Mele Shimon has one problem, and Reuven has two problems. That's Lashon Rashi. Chos Reuven chalitza psula bit me Reuven shechol shene ve'avi achah chois chalutzosei ve'lei chalitza me'ali kede Shimon de zike greidetei. By Shimon take is only zike greidetei, only achois kuko. I'm saying, you could say that the Gemara is going weiter ben nofel bevasachas, but the Gemara never mentioned it. I will explain. Maybe I will explain the kasha. All of you yelled the teretz that it's a pillar that you yelled this teretz of you. What do you say? Vazachos. Pshit. Noflu bezachos. I'm asking you a shayla. You hear from Shmuel Amemre. Three sisters that follow Yibum. Everyone could do chalitza to all of them. You have a kasha. Why? What is the problem? Why not? It's a chos kuka. Shvachi chalitza. I don't hold from chizul, so it's okay. What do you want from me? You had a problem before. You didn't understand pshat in Rav. You told me that Rav is talking b'zeh chazeh. If I'm talking b'zeh chazeh, so you're asking me that the Reuven's chalitza was good by the first one. By the second one, it's a bad one. By Shimon, it's a good one. How Reuven could do it? So don't say that I said b'zeh chazeh. Why to say that this is the case? What is the reason of the Gemara to be maimed b'zeh chazeh? You're right, as me maimed b'zeh chazeh, you understand the Gemara. But look at the Gemara, you say, hey, mered b'zeh chazeh. So Melef, like the Gemara, Reuven's chalitza was good by the first one. But the second one, it's not good because the chalitza. But by Shimon, now it's good by the second one. So Melef, why chalitza of Reuven could pater Shimon? A shvacher doesn't pater a gute. Who said mered b'zeh chazeh? You're right. I'm not saying it's not mufka, because the Gemara anyway had to say like this in Rav. Mistom Shmuel is talking the same case of Rav. Say, but it's a shtickle deichak. You're asking a kasha and Shmuel because you decided to pshat in Rav. Mered b'zeh achar zeh. And what is the kasha and Shmuel? Shmuel is not talking b'zeh achar zeh. So man, Shmuel said a chiddush that you one of them can do chalitza to all of them. This reason Reb Nachum wanted to say that even if it's not b'zeh achar zeh, if Reuven did chalitza to the first one, so the second one is achoyis chalutzo and achoyis kuka, and Eish Shimon is only achoyis chalutzo. Only v'Shimon is only achoyis kuka. Melefreg digmore by Reuven Shvach. Mikol mekam lama zan digmore tzurik. So zok digmore, so Shmuel holds cholatz le'achyois le'nifteru tzorois. It's a halacha that a shvach chalitza doesn't pater a gute chalitza. When you could do a gute chalitza, you can't be yoitza with a shvach. This is the reason. Cholatz le'achyois le'nifteru tzorois. Tzorois nifteru achyois. So why by us say that the kaim chalitza the Shimon chalitza k'sheiro cholatz le'ruven chalitza psula? Zog the Gemara two terutz. One terutz, my echot choletz lekulam nami de ka'omar, I am tzois. Einach nami, he didn't mean the first one does. The second one, Shimon does. Now the third one, it doesn't make a difference who does it. Because by everyone it's a shvach echalitze. Just he doesn't also chizu. So it's enough that one of them will do it. So echot choletz lekulam, he meant the second, the third one. What Rav said, shteyem choletz leshlishis, I don't know from the halacha from chizu. My erev cholis lekulam nami dekomar I'm tzois. Lo kulam keomar. Kevan de rube gabei kori lekulam. Kevan de rube gabei kori lekulam. So this is the first talents. So the fifth first talents the yesoid is Shmuel doesn't hold from chizur, but we have a new chidush in the besmelos of Shmuel. What is the new chiddush of the besmelosh of Shmuel? That when you have a chalitza me'al yaseh and a shvachi chalitza, if you do a shvachi chalitza instead if you could have done a good chalitza, it doesn't do it. It doesn't do it. Ve'iba yaseh mezog di gemore, ki ko'omar Shmuel chalitza me'al yaseh be'inen. Ve'iba yaseh mezog di gemore, Shmuel chalitza me'al yaseh be'inen. Hane mile le'mifter etzo. Aval mifter nafsho potro. Something more apostle there. Shmuel never said that if an isha could get chalitze, or from a shvache zach, or from a good zach, that if she got the shvache one is not enough. The shvache is also good. If you have two yevames and you do chalitze to one, and you want to pater the other one, and the other one could have it in a better way, then it doesn't pater the otzoro. The chiddush of Shmuel is not that if an isha could get from one brother a better chalitza. When the shvache chalitza is two brothers, Shmuel bichlal doesn't know from chizul. It's enough that one of them does chalitza. What Shmuel was mechadish, when you have a shvache and a gute, if you do the shvache, you're not yoytze the gute, it doesn't mean that if it's two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's chalitza is a shvache chalitza, and Shimon's chalitza is a gute chalitza, that if Reuven will do a chalitza, it will not help for Shimon. About it will help for Shimon. When it doesn't help, when it's two yevames, Reuben and Shimon die, and they have two sisters, and two other tzores, cholatz le'achyes le'nifteru tzores. When you want the part of the tzore, it doesn't help. Why? What is the lovers? What is the lovers? What is the avonet? So Reb Nochem is masbered b'oifen poshut, neval, that the terutz of the Gemara is like this. A shvacher chalitze could help for herself, cannot help for someone else. V'meile, if you made for her shvacher chalitze, someone of the brother could have done better. She's out. But if it's two yevames and you made a shvacher chalitze, it can help to the other one. So Reb Nochem wants to learn. This is the way you learn pshat pashtus. So Reb Nochem says, if this is the pshat, we have to add here a chidush lemaisa. That not only if one of them is better from the other one. If you have two yevames, if you have two yevames, and both of them have shvache chalitzas, if you do chalitza to one, it doesn't pater the other one. We'll say the din of the Ramban will be now alibi de Shmuel. If you have two yevames and you have chalitza psula to two yevames, if you do chalitza to one, it doesn't pater the other one. In the beginning we thought that Shmuel says on your side, when there's an option for a good chalitza and you do a shvacher one, it doesn't work. Achayis v'tzoros. You did the achayis, do the tzoros, they're better. You did the achayis, it doesn't work. You have two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is shvach, Shimon is good. If Reuben does, like the Gemara, it doesn't work. You have to do the better one. The first time the Gemara in Echanami said that as I said in Shmuel, when a lady can have two chalitzas and she uses the shvacher one, if it's a way for her to get a better one from someone else, she has to do the second chalitza. Chalitza me'al yisabeinen. If you take the words of the Gemara, chalitza me'al yisabeinen. We need the best. If you have a shvacher chalitza and there's an option for a better chalitza, Shmuel holds chalitza me'al yisabeinen. You need a better chalitza. A shvacher chalitza doesn't do it. Chalitza me'al yisabeinen. A shvacher chalitza doesn't do it. This is the Chiddush Shmuel. In v'ima yaseim, zog de Gemara, is no yesoid. I need the best. If you have two brothers, Reuben could do a shvacher one. By him it's a chois chalutza. By Shimon it's a good isha. And Reuben does chalitza. He did chalitza. She's potu. When Shmuel said his Chiddush, Shmuel said his Chiddush in one echatimtze. When it's two yevames. Now, the lashon of Shmuel was, one of them is shvacher, one is better. If you did the shvacher, you're not moitzi the better. Not only if you did the shvacher, you're not moitzi the better. And this shlav of the Gemara. Even if both of them are shvach, and you do one of them, you're not moitzi the other one. Why? Shmuel is mechadish like this. For her herself, it helps. For her herself, it helps. To patter someone else, it doesn't help. This is the aside of Shmuel. So the aside of Shmuel, it's kimat mefurish, if you read the Gemara, we'll see it's mefurish in the Gemara. So there's a machlegis yesoidish tzvishin the terutzim. The first teretz learns that Shmuel holds, every time when you can do better, a shvacher chalitze doesn't stand replace a better chalitze. This is the first aside of Shmuel. In a mizok, Shmuel said, a shvacher helps instead. But it doesn't patter the other person. Zog de Reb Nochem, when it doesn't pattern the other person, there's no reason to say only if the other person is better. Why? If you say when I could do better, I can't do shvach, so why when I myself could do better, if I did a shvach one, it's good? Shimon could do a better one. Reuben did a chalitza, I'm yaitze. No, but you can't pattern someone else. Why I can't pattern someone else? I was yaitze. The teretz is, a shvach chalitza doesn't pattern someone else. If a shvach chalitza doesn't pater someone else, so even if the second one is also shvach, it also doesn't pater someone else. It's kiman. We read the second Gemara. It's stated in the Gemara. It's word by word in the Gemara. But I want to be mazur why it's like that. The avonah is like this. We thought in the Yisoy, when a person could have a good chalitza and he does a shvach chalitza doesn't replace a good chalitza. Makes sense. You could do, Hashem wanted to do chalitza. You have to do the best. You go to a shvach chalitza? Chalitza psula. It's a pasul. Macha besara. It's safe from Shmuel. If everyone is pasul, it's good. No din chizu. Aber Chalitza Me'alias Abeinu. Zog the Gemara, it's our sugya, Reuven, Shimon Levi, his three brothers, three sisters died. Why Reuven can do Chalitza to everyone? But the second one, Shimon can do a better one. Al Kochoch, zog the Gemara, Einach Anami, Shmuel didn't say it. In Ami, we choizas in Ishtoaz HaYesoid for Chalitza Me'alias. So again, Shmuel didn't say Chizu, and he didn't say Chalitza Me'alias. He said a third Chiddush. That if it's two sisters, two wives, one is the Achois and one is the Tzoro, Cholatz le'Achois lo'ipotar the Tzoro. If you do Yibum to the Achois, it's a Shvachi Chalitza, you don't pater the Tzoro, it's a better Chalitza. Now, he doesn't know that you have to do the better. So why it doesn't pater? Al-Kochel is a Yesoid that a Shvachi Chalitza doesn't pater. If it's a Yesoid that a Shvachi Chalitza doesn't pater, so it's not because the other one is better. Because it's a Yesoid that a Shvachi Chalitza doesn't pater. When you read the Gemara Al-Ponov, you don't have a tzadik to learn Azei the Gemara. But if you think, what is the Avone? Azei kum tois the Avone pshat in the Gemara. Let me learn a poor shuris in the Gemara. You see that it's shteit klor in the Gemara. This yesod. Gufe, zog the Gemara, let me zen if Shmuel is right in his yesod. We're going out for the second teretz. The way we are saying it. That if you have two tiyavomis, and one of them is shvach, and one of them is good or shvach. If you do the shvach one, you're not yoytze. Gufi Amar Shmuel cholatz leachayos le nifteru tzoris le tzoris nifteru achayos cholatz lebala saget le nifteru tzoro le tzoro nifteru bala saget cholatz lebala samaymar le nifteru tzoro le tzoro nifteru bala samaymar. In a second, we'll explain the three cases. It's three cases. Cholatz leachoyos le nifteru tzoro. לצורו נפטר אחויס. חולץ לבעל הסגת, לנפטר הצורו. לצורו נפטר בעל הסגת. חולץ לבעל הסמיימה, לנפטר הצורו. לצורו נפטר בעל הסמיימה. The Gemara starts with the first case. And only the first case. מה ישנו לאחיויס, דלו נפטר הצורס? Why? Because the אחיויס, אבי אחויש אישו בזיקה, it's a שווח החליצה. It's a שווח החליצה. Explain to me the Gemara's kasha. It's a medrash pliya, this Gemara. Again, Shmuel said a yisoid. If I did it a shvache one, doesn't help to the good one. Cholatz le'achyos le'nifteru tzoros. Le'balas ha'maget le'nifteru tzor. Le'balas ha'maimah le'nifteru tzor. Starts the Gemara, okay. Take the first case. We'll mask with the case clear. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. And also have two separate wives. So when Reuven dies, Leah falls Leibum and a Tzor. When Shimon dies, Rochel falls Leibum and a Tzor. So Cholatz le'achyos, the Tzoros are not Nifter. Why? Because Be'etzim, the Achyos you cannot marry because Achoyos Kuka. So Shvach Echalitza doesn't pater the Tzor. Frag the Gemara, so why when you Cholatz to the Tzor, it paters the Achoyos? Why? It's a Aloche that not only Achayos Bezike also, Tzoros Achayos Bezike is also also. Say no. So both of them are shvach. Why they can't patter each other? What is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? I don't know how the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Maishno le'achis de le'nifteru tzores. De'ave le'achis isho bezike. De'ave le'achis isho bezike. Cholat le'tzores na'me le'niftu achis. De'ave le'tzores achis isho bezike. Beseder, so what? So both of them are not good. The achayos are not good because the achayos bezike, and the tzoros are tzoros achayos bezike. They're at least better. The achayos bezike are the mamish problem. The tzoros, the most the same, but they're for sure better. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Stated in the Gemara that the Gemara is going now lefi the inami. Lefi the inami from the Gemara, the Gemara is going on the inami from the Gemara. And the Gemara learns that a shvache chalitza doesn't pater the tzoro. Not like because the other one is better. So if the other one is better, what is the Gemara's kasha? Both of them are not good. Both of them are shvach. And the Gemara is asking that one of them will not pater the other one. What the Gemara wants? That one will not pater the other one. What's in the kasha? What is the kasha? Then one will not part of the other one? How you wonder one will not part of the other one? Why not? Both of them are shvach. And both of them are shvach, why they can't battle each other? Why they can't battle each other? steht in der Gemara die Yesod. A schwache Chalitze, das ist ein Pater der Zohar. A schwache Chalitze, das ist ein Pater der Zohar. So, die Gemara, Kostov, a Shmuel, ein Sieke. Warum a Shmuel, je Sieke? Le Dibra Haimer, ein Sieke, komm. Das ist die Gemara. Le Dibra Haimer, ein Sieke, komm. Aber steht das, so noch einmal. So, this is the way we're learning the Inami. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, if you know me, that if the Yisoid of Shmuel is not that I need a chalitza ma'al yaseh, but to pater a tzara. So I want this masbir. But stay the claw, we start in the beginning of Shir. We start to say, as a halacha lefi Rav, that if one Yevomah is posul, both brothers need to do chalitza. If both Yevomahs are shvach, we say lefi Rav is no din chizu. Rambat said it's a din chizu. This is ba'etzim what he's handling now. That both of the Yevomahs are shvach. And the Gemara is handling was Hal Shmuel, and the Gemara doesn't call it Chizu. It states klor that like the Rashi. This is the way Rashi had to learn. The way Rashi is learning the sugya. The sugya from Chizu is two brothers and one shvach yevama. They need to do Chizu. Two yevamas lefirav Chizu is not matzrich. Now there's another chiddush of Shmuel. You're right that he doesn't hold from Chizu, but he holds from chalitza ma'al yaseh. First we thought that he holds from a ganzer chidush from chalitza ma'al yaseh. Now we say not like it's a chidush. But when it's two yevomes, one shvach doesn't batter the other shvach. And doesn't nish the sugya from chizu. The state clothes, this is Rashi be'etzim, but the two brings down, that this is no shaykhis to chizu. What Rav spoke about chizu is two yevomim and one yevoma. Two yevomes and both of them is shvach. This is the sugya we're learning now if Yishmuel, chalitza ma'al yaseh beinen, there's another yesoid. To patter the tzorah, you need to have a chalitza toivo. A shvach chalitza doesn't patter. So it's a new yesoid. Rav gala nish gehalten from that. What? It's ma'am, lechur, it's ma'am shmila kotza la kotza. We'll see, maybe it's two different svaras. But it has to be, that's what I'm not saying. Lefi the Ramban, it's a modern sugya. In both cases, lefi Rav, you need chizu. So what does it tell us of the Gemara now? Tell us the Gemara is now, you know, Chatzi Shmuel holds like Rav. It's not just Gensure. If we will say that we're not speaking in the same case that both of them are Shvach, say one is better and one is worse, and we'll learn the whole Sugya different like everyone started to learn in the beginning of the Gemara. Now not that the Pshat of the Gemara says now that in a Shvach you can't patter each other. You will say a different Mahalach in the Sugya, maybe it'll be a Eitze. But if we're learning the Tzus of the Shema, it's Gemara Rashi Pshat, it has to fit like that. We're handling now two Yevomis that is Shvach, and we say that one can just Lashon HaGemara, Yehochi Tzor Nami Le'tif Terei Achayas. What is the Kasha? It's the most the same. It's not said that the Tzor is better. And the Gemara says the Shvach doesn't patter. And this is not called Chizu. There it says, Lefi Rashi, the Lomdes, like we said in the beginning of Shur, other the Lomdes is Girech, other the Ander Lomdes, and the Maestas, they state in two, that two Yevomis that are Shvach, לפי רשי, לפי רב, נשתוק אין הלוח, איפה נחיזו. Now, the Gemara will say here a teretz. It's a shver tzlein in the teretz. What does it mean in the teretz? Alein nishklo, it's a shver a teretz. There's three cases in the Braise. Cholatz le'achyes, nifteru tzores. Loi nifteru tzores. Tzores nifteru achyes. Cholatz le'balas haget, loi nifteru tzores. Tzoro nifteru balas haget. And the Gemara was asking the Kasha on the first one. If the Achayas are also, the Tzores are also. So, Manavshach, why the Achayas le Nifteru Tzores, and the Tzores Nifteru Achayas? And the Gemara says the whole Teretz, Tzore de Shvi, Tzore de Alme, Tzore de Her, Tzore Ahim. And the second two cases, the Gemara never asked the Kasha. Cholatz le Balas Haget, le Nifteru Tzores. לצורו נפטרו בלס הגט. חולת לבלס המיימר, לנפטרו צורו. לצורו נפטרו בלס המיימר. The הלוך is that צורס בלס הגט and צורס המיימר is also also. Why the Gemara doesn't ask the same kasha? The same kasha you're asking now. If צורו is also, צורס החיסישו is also, צורס בלס המיימר is also also. צורס בלס הגט is also also. So why the Gemara doesn't ask if the shvach chalitza from the tzora doesn't the from balas haget doesn't patter the tzora, so the tzora will not patter the balas haget. If the balas hamaimer doesn't patter the tzora will not patter the balas hamaimer. Why the Gemara didn't ask this kasha? Why the Gemara didn't ask the kasha? The Gemara only asked the kasha. So you're right. The Seder Gemara is nishta zei shver. The Gemara picked the first one. But the Gemara were busy in the first one. She said all different terutzim, and the Gemara will not handle it. So Reb Nochem, if you see good the Rashi and the Braise, Rashi answered it here in the Gemara. Rashi answered it here in the Gemara. Rashi zok to zeh. Lebalas aget, beis yevomis me'ach echot, v'nosan yovom get le'achas me. Shuv ein chalitzoso hoigenes. Nu loshe. Ein chalitzoso hoigenes. Kol kach, de klisha zikoso. V'im chol atzlo le nifter otzor. Frag Reb Nochem, what is this l'shoynes? Shuv ein chalitzoso hoigenes. It's not so straight. Ein chalitzo so higenes kol kach. Till now we knew, what is chalitza psula? If you're not roi lebiye, chalitza psula. Who asked Rashi to say this? Rashi had to say, why is the chalitza psula? Because you can't do a beer. Because you can't do a beer. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says andere zach. She'en chalitzo so higenes. Rashi says, the klisha zikosa. What's it pshat? Why Rashi doesn't say? Next Rashi, cholatz lebalas ha-maymar, also maymar ba'achas mein neshei ochiv, ameis, chaka cholatz lo lenifter otzoro, she'en zu, she'chalitza zu, ein apiteres legamri, she'adayin tzrich oget? Why is the chalitza psula? Because you need it to get? Not because you can't do a beer, you could do a beer. שצריך לגן למאמור, כי דאמרים בפרק גם גמליאל, עושו מימו וכל הצריכו האמנו גט, ואף אגב דייב לגט אחר חליצה, אבל צריכו חליצה. זוק רב נוחם שטייט אין רשי, that the first two cases are not נוגעת to the סוגיה of חליצה פסולה. They're not חליצה פסולה. חליצה פסולה לפי רשי is only a isha that cannot do yibu machmas beer. But if she could do, avada this lady cannot do beer. Oh, but this is a zaitik ezach. As even we said, bitul mitzvah yevamim is a zaitik ezach. It's not a chalitza psula bichlal. Why you can't do yibum here? It's a halacha that you can't do yibum. And it's a svara that will not batter the tzora. It's a shvachas svara. And when the tzora for sure could batter her. And balas ha-maimer is a shvachas svara. And balas ha-maimer, the tzora could batter her. The Gemara is only shtelling in the first case. There it's a erve. So again, without the protein. The problem alone is a besondere shmuz. But Reb Nochem is madgish. Stay there in Rashi. We have three cases in the Braise, and the Gemara is not speaking on two. Not on Balas HaMaimer and not on Balas HaGet. Chalitza psula lefi Rashi, the Yesod of the Sugya is Isho, like Rashi said, she'ein reuyo lebiye. And not stop, we said. If she's not roi lebiye because also lebatam mitzvah sivomim, it's also not a chalitza psula. Only if she's mufka from the parsha. Balas HaGet is not mufka from the parsha. Balas HaMaimer is not mufka from the parsha. Why your chalitza is not a good chalitza? Ain't no genes kol kach. It can't patter. Balas HaMaimer, the melee, it can't patter. That's a problem. Aber es nicht kein Muff kommen von der Parche. Der Zorro für schon gut Pater. Es nennt gar nicht Chalitza Psula. Die Gemara ist auch nicht stellige Chalitza Psula an der Chais Besieke. We'll stop here. Ich will sagen, ein Sach. Chazal tell us, there was a Kabbalah Satoiro in Purim. Hodor kiblu abim Meach HaShveirosh. Hodar kiblu b'meach ha-shveirosh. Steht at the Kabbalah Satere that Klal Yisrael were mekabel and Maimed Ar-Sinai was kofo alayim har kigigis. Was bekfir. Second Kabbalah Satere was merotzen, was me'avo. Hodar kiblu b'meach ha-shveirosh. The Maharal frek nakashe. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Take made a har kigigis? Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. Forget it, the first time they also wanted to go berotzen. They also wanted to do be'ave. Zog the Maharal, when a person goes be'ave on his own, sometimes he's boyish. He leaves. It doesn't fit for him. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kofa Har Kegigis. It's not option. It's not if you want yes, if not now. It's a force. Avada, the richtige Kabbalah Satere is me'ave, is me'rotzen. Hadar kiblu b'me'ach ha'shverosh. The Kabbalah Satere that kept Klal Yisrael over the Golis is me'rotzen. Maravada, the Kabbalah Satere me'rotzen has a chisor. It doesn't come like Kabbalah Satere me'ire, me'kfir. Kabbalah Satere me'ire is the Kabbalah Satere from Shavuos. It's in a force. And Ledeiris it's like that. Everyone, Shloisi me'akbole, far Shavuos, everyone stays up by night. Kabbalah Satere, me'ire. Chofa le'mar kigigis. Abel, this felt in that Kabbalah Satere. It's a chisor in that Kabbalah Satere. Then there's another Kabbalah Satere me'ave. That Kabbalah Satere is a shvacher. It's weaker. A lot of people don't manage it. A lot of people, the Yitzharoi has them before. There's no force. Like, oh, it's not a force. Could be in a Safzman, could be in a Shvera Pere. It's not a force. And Hashem knew if we would tell Klal Yisrael like this, Zogne Maharal, would be no Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael need a force. They need to be held. They need a mishmas. It doesn't work without that. But that Kabbalah Satere stays in force. The Kabbalah Satere me'ave has to come from the person. It has to come from the person. When a person is makir chas de Hashem, the ave as Hashem, tzidor Kabbalah Satere me'ave. So in the Sforim, a person comes to visit in a house. It reads in the house. Is it here, a year, 2 years? He feels very comfortable, very Amish. Then he goes away. After a while, he comes back. And people tell him, we don't know who you are, I'm Shuldi. Aber, if he owns a house, even if he goes away 10 years, when he comes back, it's his house. The chilik of Kabbalah Satere and un-Kabbalah Satere is, so don't mention that they're visiting the Tere for a long time, for 20 years, 22 years. I'm only open it, I'm only close it, I'm only forget it. The Gemara is somewhere. Yeah, the Dreitzach with the Gemara. The Dreitzach. Yeah, during this month, they feel very Hamish with the Gemara. Yeah, they stop a little bit, they feel a little bit less Hamish. They feel close to the Gemara. They have Shaykhs to the Gemara. Avad. But when they stop, or when it's hard, they don't have Shaykhs. Person is Mikabel the Teira, Hotakinian the Teira. It's his. He goes away, he comes back. The Teira is his. The Torah that could save a person over the Golas was the Hadar Kiblu B'me'ach HaShveirosh. The Torah that makes a person to become Adam Gadol is the Hadar Kiblu B'me'ach HaShveirosh. This Torah that comes Mirotz, this Torah that comes Me'ave, this Torah Al Be'in HaChanami is no force. And all the Shvacha people that can drop out, these people that can needed a Kofa Alim Har Kigigis. But we're holding in front of these Yomim G'daylim. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh us that this year we have in Yerushalayim 3 days of Purim. Again, out. It's for the Choymer of the Aveir of Shemri Yavirenu. Chazal didn't want the Mikra Megillah and Shabbos. Chazal was Meshana the Purim. But we're Zeicher, they have 3 days of Purim. Every time when it's 1 day Purim, it's very hard to tell a person to learn a big amount of the Purim. He feels 24 hours, a couple hours he sleeps, a couple hours he davens, a couple hours he's in traffic, yeah. So, I mean, if I learn a couple hours, chas v'sholem, you know, I'll not be happy, and then for a year I'll be depressed, yeah. This is the mitzvah. A person, he wants to learn, that a person has tchunas tzar, simche, atzvis. Hashem made a person with that material. The tzar is, he could use it in Tisha B'Av. The serious, he could use Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's different chagim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gimeiv. It's a simcha that a person uses in Purim. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu gishtol, that every tchun of the person needs to come out in the right way. It's holy, it's Shabbos, it's Kedush. It's different mustari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was yoitza. If a person uses them, a person needs the simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh us. 3 days. 3 days. If a person takes on himself, in these days, avada simcha v'mishter chaginish lebesume, yeah. Avada in the right way. Shnat habishkatzim, you know. But how do you know if someone's a shegetz or not? If he drinks not in Purim, you know he's a shegetz, yeah. Or then not when he drinks the Purim, he's also mishkin ra'ah. He's doing it for Kadosh Baruch Hu. אבל זה, people that take it and Purim, they drink, yeah? ושמח, וטוב לב. עובר, he learns Friday, he learns Shabbos couple hours, he learns Sunday couple hours, Tainis Esther couple hours, and amach. לבוס. ליצרו, אלה מוסס, עבד, עבד, I will learn, for sure, for sure, I will learn, what, אפשר מגילה, you know, אפשר מנוחס, חבייס, we will learn the סוגס. So avada, this bad to say itzo. First of all, here's avada. This Purim, avada will be very sharp. What? You give an itzo. This is the kach of the itzo. Now he lets the chizuk to come in, and soon I will plan what to learn. The rest already he knows it never happens. Person takes on himself, or the techazer, or to go into the sugya. Any person is misado what he's going to learn. Over, he has a whole tkufa. Has a tainis. First Purim, second day Purim, third day Purim. Person could be yoytze mit adavar shalom. Person could yoytze. Maybe a person comes noch Purim, a hot kabbalah satayr. Kabbalah, hot kabbalah satayr. Person has a kabbalah satayr, it's a mishunt kazach. Person could come in Purim one way and come out the other way. And Sforim state that how much is a more chance for a person to become better? The yitzer hore spoils it for him. Days that you don't see so much yitzer hore, don't worry, this person will not change from that Yom Kippur. If he doesn't feel a big fight with himself, he's not fighting. You say it, person. If you feel that it's hard, you know you're going up a hill. If it's easy, you're going down. That's the mitzvahs. If it's hard, it's uphill. That's the mitzvahs. In these days, the yitzer hore knows if a person is menatzel this yomim, and a person chaps arayin in this yomim. But andere asoge, andere musik, andere kabbalah satere. Weißt, I'm noch pouring the flower, andere limudim, ich weiß nicht. Forget, I'm saying, wie viel kabbalah satere ist da? A person could be a different musik. I'm saying, in every year, it's hard. In every place in the world, it's hard. It's one day. So a person is scared to listen. Scared to be mekabel. A person could 4 hours learn in every day of Purim. And he has more from every year in Purim. Not that, it's not so much mitzvah sayoim. Chalamo get a sot, like in Ma'aril state, they didn't say a shir, tiny sister. It's like, b'choy shish alamo to the Ma'aril. Yeah. But the shayla is, I'm the zogin that the Ma'aril didn't say it because the pshat was, it's Megillah, Mishlach Moneh, it's Matar, it's Lev Yoinim, it's so much things to prepare, Mekanish. This year, Megillah says, no, finish, you finish the Megillah in Shtof HaSotan. You can sit and learn for 5 hours. Yeah, you can be also happy, you have enough what to do. In the morning you hear the Megillah, again, there's nothing more to do. Shabbos. The Purim, you don't have to do nothing. Shabbos. You learn 5-6 hours. Sunday, 5-6 hours. I'm telling you, a person, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives, and everyone believes, Kol HaPoyshi Yad Noisle, gets Ali Gdelim, to Krieg in Brochus, yeah? No, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he forgets to ask. So, a person could decide, I will be Mekabel Torah. I will be a different person this Purim. And a person could be Sai Besimche, Sai Betuv Leivov, and Taki Bezoiche, Taki Tzob an Andere Purim. Noch Purim, we treffen andere Menschen, as if you want to see Yom Kippur. Mit der Simche. I want to noch ein kleine Sach. There's enough days, and there's no Shir, we can make it for a poor minute. The Metzias says, as I state, Likye Bekarye Karye Kish Kish. Well, it says if you take a keli and you put a little coin inside and you shake it, it makes a lot of noise. If you fill it up, it doesn't make noise. Moses says that a nefesh, if a adam, when it's reik mitoiro, there's no way to be besimcha. There's no way to be besimcha. When a nefesh is full, it's besimcha. I'm asking Yeshua, I think Rabbi Yashiv needs the oilom to make him happy and poor. Chaznish said the Seder was they finished the Megillah, they made the Tansel, Zing Lechaim. Chaznish learned regular. I think he was sad, oh, I'm missing out Purim. Not only because he was big, and he said, I'm not missing out. He was Samech v'toiv Leivov. The real Simcha is Simcha Sateirim. Kudei Hashem Yishorim, Toiv v'toiv Aspicha, So Sanei Chalim Osecha, Kemoitze Sholol Rov. Maybe someone doesn't believe in Ale Tehillim. But every Pasuk in Tehillim states that the Teirah is full with Simcha. Now a person is empty from simcha, he tries to fill himself up. He drinks, he gets dressed up. All of these achim, achitzayin is dikiz achim, I'm not saying chazal zogun those, are for a person that doesn't have a pnimius. It's not about it. Person doesn't, I'm not saying a person could change overnight. If a person in these days decides hours to learn, the simcha is another simcha. And the Goyen state where the person can come with simcha, but he can't come with every other madrega. But the Tzahore knows that. So first, he makes a rifya. And he doesn't want the people to be zeicha. So he doesn't let them. He makes the rifya. A person could change. The Yitzhar is Oymed Badeles. Oymed Badeles. Not to let him to change. He's Oymed Badeles. I'm saying, a person designed Chochom Einav Beroishoy. Miyad to decide. And Lefum Tzare Agre. I have two friends. Well, more, but two of them. That were Beinonim. We were sitting together before Purim. And they decided, you know, they're Mekabel Torah. And, you know, the mamash, they did the avodah. Both of them today, a mamash, choshev and choshev and malbitza Torah. The day after Purim, you could see on them that they were Mekabel Torah. It's a metzius. We're not a pikolsim. Person could change. So it doesn't make a difference all of the plans that he went. If he goes to bad Sudas, he doesn't go to these Sudas. He's mevatel them. If a person changes himself, Be'ezras Hashem, Be'zoichet Azas Yadat Dishmaye, Be'ezras Hashem forget. Efshem Mahal, Andra Mavreges Nachpurim, Efshem Nafrach, Andra Zach, Echweist Nish. Aber so, it's the Avoidet of Zayn, Semekabel Purim, Milagantzi Yitzchaskis.